This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Now on The Informer, we speak to LGBTIQ outreach lawyer at St Kilda Legal Services, Sam Elkin. Sam's role is part of a health justice partnership with the Victorian AIDS Council. Not only needing to get the broadness of the law for our diverse rainbow, part of the role is providing information, advice and some casework in the areas of debt, infringement, tenancy, employment, discrimination, minor criminal law, family violence, family law, issues around change of name, Centrelink, NDIS and so on. But when it comes to our community and the law, Broad doesn't even begin to cover it. Now, Dina Curie speaks to Sam Elkin, LGBTIQ outreach lawyer from St Kilda Legal Services.
What is an LGBTIQ outreach lawyer? Yeah, good question. So I've come on board last week with St Kilda Legal Service as the inaugural LGBTIQ outreach lawyer. So there hasn't been one before in a dedicated role like this. And I'm working in a health justice partnership with the Victorian AIDS Council. And I'm going to be delivering services on site to VAC clients and other people that want some legal advice and support. And I'm intending to provide legal information and advice and some casework in a whole range of areas. So criminal law, civil law, a little bit of family law, family violence, any issue that comes through the door, I'll endeavour to at least make an appropriate referral and help people navigate the complex legal networks.
That's not a small thing. It's big in the scope of anything people can come into in regard to, but even bigger when you turn that around and look at it from an LGBTIQ space. Depending on the letter, the laws can mean different things for those parts of the population. That's quite a huge endeavour.
Yeah, it is. In Queensland and Sydney, they've got dedicated LGBTIQ legal services, so we don't have anything like that. We've got some wonderful community legal centres that provide evening advice services and do some outreach to queer space, for example. Fitzroy Legal does that, which is wonderful, and Victoria Legal Aid does some anti-discrimination law. But yeah, we've never had anything like it in Victoria before. I guess part of my job is going to be, you know, we suspect that there is a lot of unmet legal need out there. We don't necessarily have a lot of hard data on that. And this is a 2-year program, and I'll just be trying to help people in any way I can. And that way we'll get to build up a picture on what the legal need is out there.
One of the letters that wasn't mentioned when we sit within LGBTIQA is the other factors that are involved when it comes to the law. We were discussing before putting this piece together the fact that you're non-binary. And when we're sitting in the space of the law, non-binary people within our communities can feel even further disconnect and isolation when they're trying to broach and approach things in regard to the law, because it doesn't really fit or create a space for them.
Yeah, definitely. I think that non-binary people have a lot of different issues, and which particularly come to the forefront when you're dealing with legal issues. So, you know, for the most part, legal issues are about paperwork, and non-binary people and people that don't, fit their assigned sex in some way have a lot of problems with paperwork. So whether that be things like, you know, birth, death and marriage is documents such as birth certificates and so on, they're the kind of like big primary documents that non-binary people often have a lot of trouble with. But when you're being, say, for example, you've got, 50 infringement warrants out for you, and they're all in your former name and all in your wrong sex, that could just be an added layer that is going to prevent you from looking at that mail, opening it and dealing with it. And particularly if you've had experiences of attempting to get legal help before and you've been misgendered or not understood in some kind of fundamental way, you're probably going to be less likely to attempt to access the service. And what we do know about legal problems is that when you don't address them, they do tend to become worse. So, yeah, I'm attempting to provide a service that is open and accessible to non-binary people.
How do you then navigate that on the other side of the law, which is a very complex space to navigate and work within?
Mm. Well, I think there's a lot of different things. Certainly in a courtroom environment, so whether that be a court or a tribunal space, they're formal spaces and people tend to use, Mr. or Ms. And there's really not an opportunity if you're appearing in front of a magistrate or a tribunal member, there isn't really that much scope to just sort of say, oh, look, before we begin, just want you to know that I use they, them pronouns. Perhaps there is space to do that and somebody like myself previously hasn't felt confident to kind of take that space, and maybe that's something for the non-binary lawyers out there, wherever you are, let's have a meeting and chat about it, talk about how we can take that space. But I do think it's fair to say that courts tend to be a little bit more old-fashioned, a little bit more formal in the way that they approach things, and that can be more difficult for people that fall outside the mainstream in a range of ways to access and feel understood.
When we look at, say, the past year and the narratives that occurred with the postal survey around Australia and things in relation to the law, it's really allowed us to create a different space for what it means when you don't sit outside box A and box B, when it sits into a legal space. And we're seeing a lot more conversations now in relation to what it means to be transgender, what that means from a legal point of view. There's submissions in regard to paperwork.
Yeah, I mean, there does seem to be a real appetite for change. Obviously, the marriage equality result last year, which was, a 13-year campaign for change, and, it's one that I've observed as both a, volunteer and a, participant and somebody who's at various times become very demoralised. And so it is amazing to see a massive legal change like that happen. And it's obviously created some further, requirements that governments are now, required to do. So, for example, what we call the trans divorce issue, that's gone through Parliament just this week, where, transgender people are no longer going to be required to get divorced from their spouse that cares for them just so that they can get a birth certificate in their correct gender. So, there's a lot of legal changes, smaller legal changes that are coming from that bigger initial change in the law. I do think that the change to the marriage laws has opened up a space where activists and, people with all different identities across the spectrum can say, hey, what about me? What about us? The law isn't working for me in this way and that way, and it's leaving out all of these people. And I think that there's a conversation both within the community and within government institutions that there never was before, where people actually want to engage with you about these questions and are actually trying to make things better, which is exciting.
In the past, for a lot of us, we've sat back and we've complained about these spaces or advocated for them or picketed against them or tried to do anything to create these voices. But now, within Victoria, with you here, there is an avenue where people can actually engage, helping to work towards making the law work for them.
So if somebody wants to get in contact with me to get some initial information or advice about a particular legal issue, they can certainly contact me by just sending me an email. That's probably the easiest thing to do at this stage. So it's Sam, which is SAM, at skls.org.au. Otherwise, they can just contact the Victorian AIDS Council and they'll shoot me an email and I'll get in touch from there. Or they can contact me at the St Kilda Legal Service as well. So, all roads lead to my email address one way or another.
For a lot of people, when it's come to the law, when they identify outside of these boxes, they've spent a lot of time not wanting to approach it. We are finding that there's still a lot of work we have to do to be able to go, this is the pathway that you could do. What would you say to people who are possibly hesitant when it comes to stepping forward and asking for help in regard to the law?
Look, I guess I'd say that, I'm here. I really want to help people. I understand that, addressing legal issues at time is like not the funnest thing to do. It might be the last thing on your list of things to do, or you might have some criminal charges and might urgently need to address them. And I'm certainly here to have a confidential and I hope a safe and accessible chat where, I will do everything I can to make sure I understand you and where you're coming from and not make heaps of assumptions before you even walk through the door.
That was Sam Elkin here on The Informer, LGBTIQ outreach lawyer from St Kilda Legal Services.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.